Hello, hello, Coffee and Comics here, and I wanted to give you all a bit of a heads up for today's episode. So, Chaotic Idiots is a series that champions neurodiversity, but it also champions mental health. And the character of Leroy, as you've seen, deals with quite a few difficulties. In this episode, there will be implications of a negative home environment. And you can find more specifics down below for our content warnings with their timestamps for yelling and other versions of implied difficulties of home life. If that can be bothersome for you, we completely understand. And we want you to take care of yourself to enjoy this series to its fullest. Please understand that this was written with the most utmost respect towards the situations that can truly happen in real life. But without further ado, I present to you episode 21, The Ties of Fate.
What? Which one of you cambions is in here? You. Always disturbing my peace. Leroy, get back here now! Get back here right now! Oh, damn it! You feckless child! You bloody monstrosity! You won't last a damn second out there! You hear me? You monstrous mongrel! You'll be back, and you'll beg me, Papa, let me in. What a damn waste. Maybe the Fae gods will take him back, like his damn mother.
When the storm catches you in its grasp, it refuses to let you go. And in my case, this storm was never-ending. A continual pattern in its darkness filled my life from the age of 2 and onward. Starting with Mom. And she passed away. I have no solid memories of her, and only one picture. She has ginger-colored hair, like me and Hazel. She was incredibly beautiful. The storm is a vile being, taking all that I love and hurting me to where I feel nothing at all. It soaks. And it drowns every emotion except sadness, loneliness. My heart was burdened beyond repair. But they say a storm must end. I didn't believe it. Having lost my only friend to its destruction, I ran and ran, trying to escape such pits of despair. I wasn't looking for a light, sweet affair. I wasn't looking for anyone. This, I swear. But hope has a funny sort of boldness to those not looking for her anywhere.
Oh, this bloody weather. Gods, I'm exhausted.
Perhaps you should call it a night. After all, you can work yourself to the bone if you don't.
Can't call it quits just yet. I've got so much bloody paperwork that needs doing. Oh.
You've done enough, Malachi. Go on. Let me finish up. Besides, that cold you've got won't cure itself.
Perhaps you're right. All right. Thank you, Serenity. You get a good night's rest yourself. Oh, damn. It's a cold one out. Dreadful weather. Maybe I should hail a cab. God's little one. What are you doing all the way out here, knocked in? Easy, son, easy. I'm not going to hurt
Please.
You, I promise.
I'm scared.
Easy now. What's your name?
I'm Leroy.
Leroy. That's a fine name. Why are you all alone, Leroy? Where's your family?
My papa hates me. I ran away.
Well, I'm sure that's not true. Well, I'm positive at this very moment he's afraid for your safety.
No. He hates me.
Perhaps if we just...
No!
What? All right. What is... Those bruises. Oh, how could anyone treat a child this way? Please, Leroy. I want to help you. But only if you want me to.
That was the first time I had ever been treated so kindly. This stranger to me. The look in his purple-tinted eyes was sad. And there was a quiet anger boiling within.
I don't understand how anyone could treat a child this way.
However, he was not angry with me. He was, in fact, angry at my father, Leonidas.
You're safe now, Leroy. I won't let any harm come to you. You have my word.
Malachi, as I came to learn, did not take to anger quickly when it concerned children. He had the patience of a quiet warrior. And he was gentle and loving, as a father should be with children. He was unlike the drunkard of a man I had called father. Malachi was loving and good. As I came to realize he wasn't going to hurt me, I let him take a look at my tattered arm, and I watched as the tears welled up in his eyes.
How could anyone treat a child like this? I promise you, I won't let anything happen to you.
I had no words. I never had anyone care for me. But with Malachi, I felt safe. For the first time, I had someone looking to keep me safe. I had a father for once, and the next thing I knew, I allowed him to scoot me off the ground, and he carried me towards his home.
Calista, darling, are you awake? I need you here now, love. Quickly.
From the top of the stairs came a boy about my age with medium gray skin and kind lavender eyes. He was dressed in these soft purple-colored pajamas, and suddenly he laughed excitedly and flew towards us.
Hi, I'm Jacob. What's your name?
His smile was so big, and I could have swore I was staring right into the sun itself.
Jacob Elwin Faust, what are you doing up? It's past time for you to be asleep, son.
Oh, waiting for you! Papa, he looks soaked. But I got spare pajamas, and he can have them.
That's very kind of you, son. And seeing as you're up, perhaps you can fetch your mother for me.
Yeah, be right back.
That's my son, Jacob. Friendly to a fault. Just a bit overly energetic, maybe.
Calista came quickly and took me from Malachi's arms. She cleaned me up from the dirt and the gunk, and I spent the night in Jacob's bedroom, where he took the futon and I slept in the big bed. I'm Leroy.
Do you wanna see something cool, Leroy?
What?
Trust me.
I'm flying.
I'm gonna make you a promise.
A promise?
Yeah. I'll protect you. Always. Can we be friends, Leroy?
Yes. Let's be friends forever, okay?
Yay! I got a friend. I have a best friend.
Thank you for listening to Chaotic Idiots, written and directed by Coffee and Comics, and credits by Orange Free Sounds, provided by freesounds.org, featuring the voice talents of Jordan O'Neill as Malachi Faust, Emma as Leroy Anderson, and Corey as the voice of Leonidas Anderson, and Coffee and Comics as Jacob Faust. Additional voices provided by Emma. Thank you for listening, and until next time, remember, hope is always in front of you.